Olivia and Gina. And you can see all the names in your bulletin, Janushka. And as I mentioned before, Shiva and William are not here, but they will join us at another time. Friends in Christ, we are all received into the church through the sacrament of baptism. These people have found nurture and support in the midst of the family of Christ. Through prayer and study, they have been led by the Holy Spirit to affirm their baptism and to claim in our presence their covenantal relationship with Christ and the members of the church. They are here for service to Jesus Christ, using the gifts which the Holy Spirit bestows. Hear these words of Jesus. I am the vine, you are the branches. Anyone who abides in me and I in that person is the one who bears much fruit. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you will and it shall be done for you. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and that joy may be your full. At this time, I would just like to ask a few brief questions of Janushka and Olivia and Gina. Do the three of you desire to affirm your baptism into the faith and family of Jesus Christ? If so, respond, I do. Do you renounce the powers of evil and desire the freedom of new life in Christ? If so, respond, I do. It's kind of like getting married, isn't it? Do you profess Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior? If so, respond, I do. Do you promise by the grace of God to be Christ's disciple, to follow in the way of our Savior, to resist oppression and evil, to show love and justice, and to witness to the work and to the word of Jesus Christ as best you are able? If so, respond, I promise with the help of God.
I promise with the help of God.
Do you promise according to the grace given to the three of you to grow in the Christian faith and to be a faithful member of the Church of Jesus Christ, celebrating Christ's presence at the table and furthering Christ's mission in all of the world? If so, respond, I promise with the help of God.
I promise with the help of God.
I have had the pleasure of meeting with all five of our candidates for membership, and we've discussed polity, we've discussed theology, and we have discussed congregationalism and very importantly, their own faith journeys. What was the path? What is their story that has led them here to us at Center Congregational Church? And it has been a rich experience for me, and I would pray that in the weeks and the years to come, that it may be your experience too, as you engage with them. But just as a foretaste of the life of faith that they bring to us here, they have, in their own unique way, a means by which they will express their faith to me and to all of you in their affirmation of faith. Olivia will begin, and then I will ask Gina to present something that she has prepared, and then Janushka will present her affirmation of faith in song with Mary. So, Olivia, let us unite with the church in all times and places, that's 2,000 years, in confessing your faith in the triune God. Olivia, do you believe in God? If so, respond, I believe in God.
I believe in God.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ? If so, respond, I believe in Jesus Christ.
I believe in Jesus Christ.
And do you believe in the Holy Spirit? If so, respond, I believe in the Holy Spirit.
I believe in the Holy Spirit.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
As a high school English teacher turned librarian, when Scott asked us to share something today, I knew that I would turn to literature. I've chosen a poem called God's Garden by fellow Vermonter Robert Frost to share with you today. This poem reminds me to act justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly down my path with God. It also reminds me to appreciate and be grateful for my many blessings. God's garden. God made a beauteous garden with lovely flowers strewn, but one straight, narrow pathway that was not overgrown. And to this beauteous garden, he brought mankind to live and said, to you, my children, these lovely flowers I give. Prune ye my vines and fig trees, with care my flowerets tend, but keep the pathway open, your home is at the end. Then came another master who did not love mankind and planted on the pathway gold flowers for them to find. And mankind saw the bright flowers that, glittering in the sun, quite hid the thorns of avarice that poison blood and bone. And far off many wandered, and when life's night came on, they still were seeking gold flowers, lost, helpless, and alone. Oh, cease to heed the glamour that blinds your foolish eyes. Look upward to the glitter of stars in God's clear skies. Their ways are pure and harmless and will not lead astray, but aid your erring footsteps to keep the narrow way. And when the sun shines brightly, tend flowers that God has given and keep the pathway open that leads you on to heaven. Thank you.
I'm Janushka and was led to Jesus by a film called Song of Bernadette with Jennifer Jones, and I used to watch it with my sisters on Easter, and it, although I was half-heartedly raised Jewish, it brought me to love Jesus and Mary, about the children at Lourdes who saw Mary. Anyway, this song was written by Jennifer Warnes, who sung it, along with Leonard Cohen. It's called Song of Bernadette.
There was a child named Bernadette. I
Scripture today is Psalm 133, which is entitled The Blessedness of Unity in your pew Bible. How very good and pleasant it is when kindred live together in unity. It is like the precious oil on the head running down upon the beard, on the beard of Aaron, running down over the collar of his robes. It is like the dew of Hermon, which falls on the mountains of Zion, for there the Lord ordained his blessing, life forevermore.
Thank you, Tony. It was wonderful to envision the dripping from Aaron's beard while watching you give our scripture reading. Thank you. I'm going to use my laptop as a teleprompter this morning because our copier is out of order. So I'm just going to be reading from my text here. I'm not actually playing video games or anything like that. Before I just begin, though, I would just like to express to you how beautiful it is to be a Congregationalist, particularly at Center Congregational Church. When we had our new members class, I just have to share with you, Bonnie joined us because she wasn't a part of the class when she became a member 2 years ago, but she comes from sort of a Greek Orthodox background. And then you heard Janushka, she comes from a sort of Jewish background. And Shiva, he's coming also from an Eastern religion faith perspective. And Gina, when she tells you about her faith story, she comes from a Roman Catholic background. So you can just imagine the richness that our new member class alone brings to our faith community. And I really celebrate this diversity that we have within our faith community. And though we have this diversity, it is really Jesus Christ that is our common denominator, that brings us all together as people of faith. And I just think that is really quintessentially expressed here at Center Church. The context of this Sunday's worship service, accepting new members to our church, on the tail of last week's finance meeting, requires me to share with you a little funny story. A pastor once announced, "There will be a meeting of the church board immediately after the service." So after the close of the service, the church board gathered at the back of the sanctuary for the previously announced meeting. But there was a stranger in their midst, a visitor who had never attended their church before and was even a little bit interested in membership. "My friend," said the pastor, "didn't you understand that this is a meeting of the board?" "Yes," said the visitor. "And after today's sermon, I suppose I'm just about as bored as anyone else who came to this meeting." Therefore, he qualifies. I would like to thank all of our new members for joining our church, despite perhaps being bored with my message last week. I believe everyone was here last week. The fact that our new members desire to join our faith community is a testimony to the value that they place on what Dietrich Bonhoeffer called life together. Life together is the title of one of Bonhoeffer's books that I understand he wrote to emphasize the importance of Christian fellowship and solidarity. I actually have a copy of the 1949 version of this, and I have used it so much that I'm actually afraid to open it because the pages will just fall out, and I've even put my own cover on it just to protect it. It's how much I value this text. And Bonhoeffer is someone who knew how precious Christian fellowship and solidarity is, simply because he was a leader of Christian communities and he depended upon them. Bonhoeffer was severed from his faith communities when incarcerated in prison by the Nazi regime, and he created them and led them in prison, even while awaiting his execution in the closing days of World War II. I first read Bonhoeffer's book, Life Together, in Divinity School at the University of Chicago, and it has inspired me as a local pastor ever since. In preparation for this Sunday service, I reread much of it during my short trip to and from Florida. A lot of it got read in between 2:30 and 4:30 this morning. Part of this text almost always brings me to tears. I won't summarize the whole book for you, but I will share with you what I understand to sort of be the foundational premise of his book. And that is, friends, do not take this. Do not take this for granted. And I'm pointing to all of you into this space. Do not take this for granted. Bonhoeffer wrote, "It is true, of course, that what is an unspeakable gift of God, that is life together in a Christian community. For the lonely individual is just easily disregarded and even trodden underfoot by those who have the gift every day. So we are warned. Do not see this, our being together this morning, as routine or ordinary. Do not see this as mundane or unexceptional at all. Bonhoeffer says that this is beautiful. This is precious. This is to be treasured. This is to be deeply valued. This is to be seen as sacred." Bonhoeffer writes, "Christians are privileged to live in visible, physical fellowship with other Christians. It is by the grace of God that a congregation is permitted to gather visibly in the world to share God's word and sacrament." And Bonhoeffer concludes by saying, "Not all Christians receive this blessing." Bonhoeffer, in this book, reminds us that those in prison cannot attend their houses of worship in their communities. Bonhoeffer reminds us that even in the midst of our own faith community, there are those who are sick in hospital and cannot be with us. We're glad Marion's here. And as you well know, there are loved ones in nursing homes or confined to their homes, as our own dear Dot Atominic was, who would love to be where we are this morning. I am aware that even as I wrote this sermon, trapped in an airport, I was not desperate to return to work. I was desperate to be in worship and fellowship with you here, now, in this place. And as a missionary, as a former missionary, I know that there are those who serve our faith who sometimes are alone in lands where the faith cannot be celebrated openly or freely or at all. Bonhoeffer reminds us, do not take this for granted. Bonhoeffer reminds us that, quote, "the physical presence of other Christians is a source of incomparable joy and strength to the believer." And I pray that even just in part, Olivia, Gina, and Janushka, that you feel this incomparable joy and strength, even now as you begin your journey with us. This joy is yearned for by John, the disciple of Jesus, who was exiled on the island of Patmos. It was yearned for by the apostle Paul while he was imprisoned. And let us not forget the one who binds us all together. Jesus, though not a Christian, Jesus lived in the midst of his enemies.
In the end, his disciples deserted him. And on the cross, he was utterly alone, surrounded by evildoers and mockers. So, friends in Christ, let us not take one another for granted. Let us recognize each other and our worship and our fellowship together as wonderful and beautiful. It wasn't saliva that was coming off of Aaron's beard, but what was it?
Oil.
Oil, yes. It's like the oil dripping, saturated off of Aaron's beard. Let us acknowledge, recognize, appreciate, cherish, and love our new members, not for a moment taking them for granted. Let us embrace them. Let us thank them, and let us celebrate their presence with us this day. This was the word of God, and it was preached to the people of God, and the people of God responded.
Amen.
May I ask our three new members to come before us again.
By your baptism, you were made one with us in the body of Christ, the Church. Today we rejoice in your pilgrimage of faith, which has brought you to this time and to this place. We give thanks for every community of faith that has been your spiritual home in the past, and we celebrate your presence in this household of faith. So, Olivia and Janushka and Gina, do you promise to participate in the life and mission of this family of God's people, sharing regularly in the worship of God and enlisting in the work of this local church as it serves this community and the world? If so, respond, I promise with the help of God. May I ask the congregation to please stand. Let us together welcome and receive our newest members in our brief litany, which is found in your service program. Let us, the members of Center Congregational Church, express our welcome and affirm our mutual ministry in Christ.
We welcome you with joy in the common life of this church. We promise you our friendship and prayers as we share the hopes and labors of the Church of Jesus Christ. By the power of the Holy Spirit, may we continue to grow together in God's knowledge and love and be witnesses to our risen Savior.
At this time, may I ask, perhaps, maybe representatives of our council and representative of our deacons just to come down. And after a very brief declaration, give our new members a token of our joy that is dripping down from us whether we have beards or not. So any deacons or council members, please come down. And after we present them our gifts, we can offer them the... You know, I'm back in the United States now, and I'm sometimes wonder, am I allowed to say the right hand of Christian fellowship, or is that discriminating against left-handed people? Yeah, I have to be very careful now. Let us just extend the hand of Christian fellowship, or even better, just give them a big hug if they're comfortable with that. They may not be comfortable. In the name of Jesus Christ and on behalf of the Center Congregational Church, we extend to you the hand of Christian love, welcoming you into the company of this local church. Amen.
Amen.
And council members, may I ask if you can just hold our new members' hands as we close in prayer. Let us pray. Eternal God, we praise you for calling us to be your servant people and for gathering us into the body of Christ. We thank you for sending to us these three believers that we may work together in serving the needs of others. Confirm in us the power of your covenant that we may live in your spirit, share regularly in worship, and so love each other that we may have among us the same mind which was in Christ Jesus, to whom be all the honor and glory. Amen. Let us remain standing as we sing our responsive hymn.